Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1133, where we ask the best trivia questions on the internet. Let's jump right in. Yeah, round one, the category, yes, you speak Russian. First question. Also known as the great sturgeon, this species is famous for a type of caviar it produces. The answer is beluga. Second question. This term is used for a Russian monarch and also for an American policy expert appointed by the government to tackle a particular problem. The answer is a czar. Third question. These thin pancakes, similar to crepes, are traditionally made with buckwheat flour and served with sour cream. The answer is blinis. Fourth question. This term, meaning set of three, also refers to a wagon or sleigh pulled by three horses. The answer is a troika. Fifth question. This word, borrowed from Russian, refers to the influential, educated social and political classes. The answer is intelligentsia. Round two, the category European museums. First question. This UK museum dedicated to a certain author features a ball made of chocolate bar foil wrappers. The answer is the Roald Dahl Museum. Second question. The Richelieu wing of this famous Paris art museum houses the apartments of Napoleon III. The answer is the Louvre. Third question. Opened in 1993, the Tivoli Museum in this Danish capital documents the history of the Tivoli amusement park. The answer is Copenhagen. Don't forget the category is European museums. Fourth question. This city is home to a Byzantine museum and an Acropolis museum. The answer is Athens. And the fifth question. The Palais des Nations in this Swiss city houses a stamp museum and the League of Nations Museum. The answer is Geneva. Up next, round three, the category, songs of the 80s. First question. She was the Dion of Dion and Friends, who recorded, That's What Friends Are For. The answer is Dionne Warwick. Second question. With the lyrics, Every Breath You Take, Every Move You Make, Sting made it clear he'd be doing this. The answer is, I'll be watching you. Third question. Written by Jan Hammer, this theme song from a popular TV cop show hit number one in 1985. The answer is the theme from Miami Vice. Fourth question. Though Fame won the 1980 Oscar, this song beat it on the pop charts. The answer is 9 to 5. Fifth question. In a 1984 Cyndi Lauper hit, this phrase follows, If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. The answer is Time After Time. Round four, the category, Leanne Rimes. First question. In a Beatles hit, these title words precede Work It Out. The answer is We Can. Second question. Though the characters never mention it, the film MASH takes place during this war. The answer is the Korean War. Third question. The Enbridge stair climb goes up this Toronto tower. The answer is the CN Tower. Fourth question. By the power of Grayskull, Prince Adam becomes this hero. The answer is He-Man. Fifth question. Borstal Boy is the autobiography of this Irish author named Brendan. The answer is Brendan Behan. Final round. The category, Hispanic American firsts. First question. He's the first labor leader and the first Hispanic American to be honored with a public legal holiday in the U.S. The answer is Cesar Chavez. Second question. In 1982, Richard Cavazos became the first Hispanic American to achieve this rank, signified by a particular number of stars as a full general in the Army. The answer is a 4-star general. Third question. In 1973, this late Pittsburgh Pirate became the first Hispanic American inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The answer is Roberto Clemente. Fourth question. This former husband of Rosemary Clooney was the first Hispanic American to win the Oscar for Best Actor. The answer is Jose Ferrer. Fifth question. In the 1990s, he became the first Hispanic Secretary of Transportation and Secretary of Energy in the U.S. The answer is Federico Peña. Thank you for listening. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.